parat haradala misnala parat chata se sakta shalolishma. A parat chata, a paraduma, the paraduma is called a chata in the Torah. And the din is that if the coin shafted the parat chata, the paraduma shalolishma, he had in mind that it was something other than the paraduma. He had in mind that it was a korba. That's called shalolishma. He did not do it l'shem paraduma. He had in mind a different korba. In such a case, it would be possible. And that is the din of a regular chata that is nishcha in the Beit HaMikdash. The din is that it's a chata that shechted shalom l'shma, that somebody who shechted a chata had in mind it was a different korban other than the chata, it would be possible. And a paraduma, since it's called a chata in the Torah, has the same din as a chata that is shechted in the Beit HaMikdash. And if it was shechted shalom l'shma, it would be possible. Kibal behizah shalom l'shma, or if the coin was makabal the dam, or sprinkled the dam of the paraduma, shalom l'shma, he did it shalom l'shma, he had in mind it was a korban, it was not a paraduma. Oh, lishma v'shalo lishma. Oh, shalo lishma v'lishma. Possible. Or even, if when the coin did one of these avodot, the shechita, kabbalah, or hazara, he first had in mind lishma, he had in mind that it was a paraduma. And then afterward, during the same avodah, he had in mind shalo lishma, he had in mind it was something other than the paraduma. Or, if when doing one of these avodot, he first had in mind shalom l'shma that it was something other than the paraduma, and then during the same avoda, he had in mind that it was l'shma, that it was same paraduma. Even so, it's possible. Even though he had in mind l'shma, since he also had in mind shalom l'shma, the paraduma is possible. Rabbi Eliezer machshir. Rabbi Eliezer is machshir, as he holds that even though the din is that a chata that is shechted in the Beis HaMikdash, if one of the avodas was done shalom l'shma, it's possible. But a para aduma is not a chatas, it's not shechted in the Beit HaMikdash, it's shechted Nahara Mishka, and even though the Torah calls it a chatas, does not have all the dinim of a chatas. Bishalo rachot yadayim v'raglayim ksula Rabbi Eliezer Machshir. If the avodos of the para aduma was done by a kohen who did not first wash his hands and his feet, it is possible. And that is a din, that if an avoda is done in the Beit HaMikdash by a kohen who did not wash his hands and feet from the kior, it would be possible. Now, in this case, even though this avodah is not done in the Beit HaMikdash, so therefore the kohen would not have to wash his hands and feet from the kior, which is in the Beit HaMikdash, but he does have to wash his hands and his feet from some kli, and if he does not do so, the avodah is possible. While Rabbi Eliezer is machshir, as Rabbi Eliezer holds, that since the avodahs are not done in the Beit HaMikdash, it is not required for the kohen who does the avodah to wash his hands and feet before he does avoda of the paraduma. Ushalo b'kohen gadol p'sula Rabbi Huda machshir. If the avoda of the paraduma is done by a kohen other than the kohen gadol, it is possible. As even though the first paraduma that was done in the midbar, the avodas were done by Eliezer HaKohen, who was not the kohen gadol, he was the skan kohen gadol, but all subsequent paradumas must be done by a kohen gadol. While Rabbi Yehuda is machshir, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the avodas of the paraduma can be done by a regular kohen. Umachotza begadim psula. If the avodas of the paraduma is done by a kohen who is machotza begadim, he doesn't have all the begadim of the kohen or the kohen gadol, it would be possible that if the avodas are done on the base of Hamigdash, if the kohen is missing from his four begadim, it would be possible. So too the avodas of the paraduma that's done by a kohen who does not have all of his begadim, the avodas would be possible. The kli lavan, haisa, nasis. Which begadim did the kohen or the kohen gadol wear when he did the avodas of the paraduma? He wore the white begadim. These are the white begadim that were worn by the kohen gadol when he did the avodas b'snim in the hechol on Yom Kippurim. These begadim would be worn by the kohen who's doing the avoda of the paraduma. If the paraduma is burnt outside of the gods of the pit that is dug in Harazesim, which faces the entrance of the hechol, and the wood is set up in the gas on which the paraduma is burnt, and if the paraduma is burnt outside of the gas which faces the entrance of the hechol, it is possible. Or if the paraduma is split into two, and one part of the paraduma is burnt in one gas and one pit, while the other part of the paraduma is burnt in a different gas and a different pit, the paraduma would be possible. Or if two different paradumas are burnt in the same pit, they both would be possible. And even if the two paradumas were taken out to the Har Mishka at different times, it would be possible. And if they were both taken out to the Har Mishka at the same time, it would be possible, even if they are not burnt in the same gas, as we've had previously. He said, "Velo kivein keneged apesach psula." If when the Kohen sprinkled the dam of the Parah Duma, he did not sprinkle it toward the entrance of the Heichal, it would be possible. As the Azar, the dam of the Parah Duma has to be connected Pischus or Heichal toward the entrance of the Heichal. He's a Mishishis Shvias. Chazar Behizah Shvias. Tula. The din is that the Kohen sprinkled 7 times from the dam of the Parah Duma toward the entrance of the Heichal. And after each time he sprinkled, he has to dip his finger into the blood again. And if after he sprinkled the 6th sprinkle, instead of dipping his finger into the blood again, he went ahead and did the 7th sprinkle with the blood that was still on his finger after the 6th sprinkle, the din is that it is possible. And even if he goes ahead afterwards and dips his finger into the blood again and sprinkles what should have been the 7th sprinkle, it is possible. And even though he went ahead afterwards and dipped his finger into the blood again, since the actual 7th sprinkle was possible, since he didn't dip his finger into the blood again, even if he goes ahead and dips his finger into the blood again, it's too late, and it's possible, since a Hazar Psula was Masik, interrupted the 6th sprinkle and the 7th sprinkle. Meshvias Shminis, Bechazar Behizah Shminis, Pshera. But if after he dipped his finger into the blood for the 7th and final time, he sprinkled the 7th sprinkle, and then without dipping his finger into the blood again, he goes ahead and sprinkles an 8th sprinkle, that was a superfluous sprinkle, since he did not have to sprinkle 8 times, it is kosher. And even if after he dips his finger into the blood the 7th time and sprinkles the 7th sprinkle, he goes ahead and dips his finger into the blood again and sprinkles an 8th sprinkle, it's also kosher. But even though he did an extra sprinkle, which is superfluous, that does not possible it. And since he's already done the 7th sprinkle, there's nothing he can do now to possible up the Hazariah, the Dam of the Parah Duma, and the Parah Duma is kosher.